This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. In the third and final debate, the name Bill Ayers finally came up as Senator John McCain tried to raise doubts about Barack Obama's fitness for the presidency by some of his past associations. But one name that John McCain will not bring up is that of the Reverend Jeremiah Wright, who nearly caused a major collapse of the Obama campaign during the primary season against Hillary Rodham Clinton. So why won't McCain touch this issue, and what exactly is the state of the battle within his campaign over this issue? With me now to talk about it is Eleanor Clift, contributing editor for Newsweek magazine. In this week's edition of Newsweek, Do the Right Thing is featured and talks about this issue. And Eleanor, thanks so much for being with us.
Glad to be with you.
John McCain denounced ads during the primary season related to Jeremiah Wright that were airing in Republican races in states around the country that didn't even have to do with the Republican presidential primary. Why does he want nothing to do with this issue?
Well, I think that he said at the outset that this was out of bounds, and I think John McCain does have sort of a high opinion of himself when it comes to honor. He has gotten convinced that he has to do some other things that might not meet his own test in order to be competitive, but I think he sees this as going out of bounds, and he also knows that if he does resort to using the right stuff, that one, it's a repetition of information that was already out there, and it may not work, and two, that he would then risk the Obama campaign coming back at him with the Charles Keating scandal, which resulted in John McCain basically being chastised by the Senate Ethics Committee. And that was the savings and loan scandal of the early 90s, and that was about bailouts and financial indiscretions and taxpayers losing money, and that might have a lot more relevance to taxpayers today, given the financial crisis that we're in.
Eleanor, you mentioned that one of the reasons he may not be touching this issue is because it's already been gone over. It happened much earlier this year, and he doesn't think there might be any traction in that. Why do several of his advisors believe the opposite of that? Why do they think they could pick up some ground on Obama by discussing this issue and possibly even surmounting him and winning this election?
Because I think the advisors who think that this is really powerful, see Reverend Wright as espousing a, black liberation theology, and that it could raise anxieties about whose president Barack Obama would be. So far, he has done very well sort of transcending the boundaries of race and ideology, and this would basically corner him, really, with a leftist ideology, and I think that could be even more damaging, perhaps, than any, racial bias that might also be part of this line of attack.
Eleanor, you've obviously covered several different presidential campaigns, and we are familiar that every once in a while there is an October surprise. But if you're going to unveil a new line of attacking, we're now just 13 days away from Election Day. If McCain had any inclination to change his mind, has the opportunity to do that pretty much gone away?
I think it's pretty late, and I think it's difficult for the McCain campaign, given their limited resources, to do it. And even talking about it may be their way of inviting the so-called 527s, the groups named after the tax loophole in the tax code, to come up with the most brilliant campaign commercial that could somehow just break this whole election wide open. I think it's a fantasy. But we remember what the Swift Boat Veterans for Truth and the impact they had. But they started in the summer, and there was a book behind that, and there were people who went on television in less than 2 weeks. It's hard to see how even a powerful television ad could have the kind of impact that John McCain needs.
Eleanor, we've talked about a couple of reasons why McCain may not want to touch this issue. Number one, it's already been discussed. And number two, he just doesn't think it's appropriate. Number three, the article in Newsweek this week points out that he may still feel some residual bad will from the 2000 campaign and the brutal South Carolina primary in which he lost to George W. Bush and eventually the nomination. What specifically about that campaign may have forged his position on this?
Well, the Bush campaign ran a very savage effort against him in South Carolina, and that was the primary, really, that decided the race. And they accused him sort of in underground ways of fathering a black child. He, in fact, does have an adopted daughter from Bangladesh. And it was the distaste over the way they had savaged his character that really made the relationship between John McCain and George Bush so difficult for so long. And McCain didn't want to be in a position where he would wage the same kind of campaign against someone else. And yet he's doing it, not fully, but the so-called robocalls that his campaign has endorsed and is paying for, which emphasize the relationship with a man that McCain himself has called a washed-up terrorist, Bill Ayers. And they're just one half step away from injecting Reverend Wright in that mix. But, you know, robocalls this close to the election, I think they'll have some impact, but I don't think they can go up against the tidal wave of anger that most voters feel at the ruling class in Washington and at politics the way it's been practiced. So this kind of stuff, no matter when or if or how they do it, may have lost the impact it once had.
Last 15 seconds here, Eleanor. Any indication from the Obama campaign whether they're breathing a sigh of relief that this isn't coming up again from the McCains, or are they ready for it?
They're not breathing a single sigh of relief. They are pressing every day as though they were behind. I mean, they don't want to take anything for granted.
Eleanor, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Eleanor Clift, contributing editor at Newsweek magazine. The article, Do the Right Thing, appears in the October 27th edition of Newsweek on newsstands now. This is Dateline Washington.